Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porther with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the Tennessee Titans and free agency coming up next week. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2 to the program. Corey, how are we doing, man? What's going on?
I am delightful today. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Delightful is always good. And, Corey, we've been talking a lot this morning about Jonnu Smith. Right now the Titans have a decision to make when it comes to Jonnu Smith. The tag at the moment deadline is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Now, there is some discussion that if a salary cap number doesn't come today, maybe the NFL has to move the deadline to franchise tag players back from tomorrow. But We'll see what happens on that front. But Corey, as you look at Jonnu Smith, what he means to this Titans offense and what his potential cost could be, how would you handle that if you're the Titans? Would you consider maybe a transition tag as well?
Well, I mean, look, I would certainly consider the transition tag over the franchise tag. I mean, I like Jonnu Smith. I'd like for Jonnu Smith to still be a member of the Titans. I think he brings some unique elements to them with his explosiveness and, you know, athleticism at the position. But we're still talking about a guy, and it may be no fault of his own, but we're still talking about a guy who's never had 500 yards receiving in a season. All right? We're not talking about Travis Kelce or George Kittle here, or, you know, a guy who's been anywhere close to. He hasn't been Delanie Walker to this point. Now, have we seen him get a ball out of the backfield and go 20, 30 yards and take a screen pass and go 60? Yeah, we have. We've seen him do those things. But do we see him do it consistently? No. Now, is that a product of the offense, a product of where the Titans value the position in the offense right now? Or is it a point of where he is at? But, you know, you're talking about a guy who's, you know, 500 yards is 33 yards a game. Okay, so are you going to pay $8.5 million plus to a player who's never averaged more than 33 yards per game for a season? Now, I know last year he lost productivity when Taylor Lewan went down, and he probably would have topped 500 yards. But all I can go by is what he has done and what he hasn't done, and that there's a salary cap. Okay, as I always say, it's not the best 53; it's the best 53 under the cap. And if you're only going to throw this guy the ball enough for 440 yards a season, I don't know how you justify that expenditure when you could throw it to Anthony Firkser. I mean, if you ask me, hey, if you put Anthony Firkser out there at tight end, could he catch 60 passes in a year? I'd say, yeah, I think he can. And he can do it a lot cheaper. Now, is he as explosive as Jonnu Smith? No, he's not. But he fits under the cap better.
Okay, well, I'll counterpoint you here, but he's not really a every down inline tight end, and I think Jonnu Smith is a big part
of
that. No, right. But I'm just saying in terms of just, you know, keeping Jonnu Smith, and I hear you on production, and maybe I'm a little biased by just the plays we see him make, but I do think that this offense, as constructed, as built around Derrick Henry, needs a guy just like him and needs to pay a guy just like him. And if they lose him, you know, I feel like you are diminishing yourself in both aspects of the offense, and then I don't know who the replacement is. I feel like it's easier to replace, if we're talking about those three guys, Jayon Brown, Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, easier to find replacements for the other two than it is for Jonnu.
Well, I've been here since 2003, Joe, and in that time, finding one wide receiver has been nearly impossible.
That is true. They got one, though. They got one.
They've got one. And you know what? They've actually got two. And it wouldn't hurt to hold on to two. And, you know, as I say, you know, you talk about, you know, replacing Jonnu. I think it's easy to replace 450 yards at that position. I don't think it's that difficult. Now, again, I agree with you. He offers you some unique skills and allows you to do some different things. And if there's $208 million cap, this isn't a conversation for me. I'm like, yeah, absolutely bring it in. I'm trying to find a way for the Titans to get in under the cap, because right now they're about $10 million under, we think, somewhere in that ballpark. And if you sign Jonnu at $10 million, some people have got to go. Okay, so you've got to trade one for the other, and Corey Davis is gone at that point. So you're saying we're because I don't think there's any way they can bring back both of them and still address some of their other needs. So you know you got to start deciding who else goes because your cap situation is at zero then, and you've got a draft class and you've got other needs. Now I think the Titans are going to do a lot of discount shopping in free agency because discount shopping is going to be massive for everyone, I think. But you know, if you go to beat the market on Janu and spend that much money, I think you know at that position and what you get out of it, I think it hamstrings you some.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Corey, with free agency getting closer and taking place next week, this could be an eventful week across the league in terms of maybe some guys on contracts currently getting cut or getting restructured, whatever the case may be. Depending on team from team. As you look specifically at the Titans, how eventful do you think this week could be in that regard, maybe with some cuts taking place, maybe a guy like Kenny Vaccaro potentially being at the top of that list?
Well, I mean, look, guys, it's going to happen. I mean, from what, you know, John Robinson's saying, he hasn't talked to anybody, I guess, about extensions yet, and I don't blame him for not wanting to do extensions because look at where the Saints are, $60 million over the cap. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I looked at their roster. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it, and you don't want to be in that position. And so, you know, he may do one or, you know, one and a small one, you know, of an extension, but cuts are coming, guys. There's no way around it. I mean, and to me, Kenny Vaccaro is the no-brainer. And that's not because I don't like Kenny Vaccaro, but it's just what they have to replace him, how much they can save, where he's at in his career. I mean, that's, you know, it starts there. And then you've got to figure out probably one of your two corners and then probably somebody on your offensive line. I mean, they've got to create space, all right? And not a little bit. They've got to come up with a bunch. You know, they got a draft class to sign. They've got three big-time free agents if they want to save any. And they've got massive holes on the other side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, that they've got to get fixed. And like I said, there's going to be discount guys to shop for because I don't expect, you know, John to plunge into free agency on day one because it's really expensive on day one. But I also think there's going to be a bigger pool of players, and they're going to include some Tennessee Titans. And I expect players we don't expect to get cut all over the league to be in that pool, and I think there's probably going to be one or two from the Titans that we are a little surprised about, but you know, they're going to have to do to get where they need to go. You have to be under the cap. It's not an option, and I've talked about this for weeks now. Fans always tell me, well, you know, look at the Eagles, look at the Chiefs, you know, they always find a way. Well, look at the Saints. They always found a way, another $60 million over the cap, and some of these other teams are in cap jail right now too. The Chicago Bears are in a horrible position with the contracts that they put together, and you know, everybody's talking about franchising Allen Robinson. How are they going to franchise Allen Robinson? They don't have the space to do that. I don't know that they have the capacity to create the space to do that, and so you know, the cuts are coming.
See, it's always good when we get you a little fired up about the Bears.
Sure is.
Talk about the Eagles. I mean, people point to them. Talk about a team that's in trouble, you know, because of all the things they've done, too.
Well, the Eagles always find a way. Look at where they are now. They're in jail.
Yeah. They got the trophy, you know.
They did.
They got one, but no, they're in trouble. Okay, so, and I agree, this week is going to be crazy. There's going to be names. I think very possibly names on this team and certainly names on other teams that we're going to be like, wow, really?
You know, the exciting thing is, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no problem.
You know, I made this comparison the other day. It's going to be like shopping at Marshall's because when you go to Marshall's, whose clothes are you really buying? You're buying Macy's and Dillard's. You're buying high-end clothes. You're just getting them at a discounted rate, okay? So I think NFL free agency is going to be a lot like a massive trip to Marshall's. There's going to be a lot of high-end merchandise, but it's available at a discounted rate.
I like that analogy.
That's good.
It makes me think of also like the Sears catalog, you know, picking Jeez. Out.
No, we're not going to Sears.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
we're not buying. We're not buying a pair of tough skins.
Oh man, I was just gonna say tough skins.
You're still buying.
You're reading my mind.
You're still buying Calvin Klein or Levi's. All right.
Yeah. Or even Jordache. So, all right. So let's on another GM side of things. Let me ask you this one. Let's put you in the John Robinson chair. When the decision comes up on Rashawn Evans' option, where are you leaning on that one?
That's not even a conversation. Okay. I mean, what's the number for that?
I think it's around 10, isn't it?
I think it is okay. Around 10.
I like Rashawn Evans, all right? But can you replace him at a much lower number than what he's given you?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year for sure, yeah.
Yes. And like I said, I like Rashawn Evans. But again, it comes down to numbers. You can't just give guys contracts that blow up your cap because you like them. Now, if you want to give him 4 years and you want to give him $10 million up front and spread it out and, you know, work out a deal that pays him, you know, $6-7 million per, I could get on board with that and, you know, pays him like $5 million this year or next year, whatever you need to get you through. I get that. But I can't justify paying him that much money because I know I can replace him. You know, how easily replaceable is that position? In middle linebacker, I think we've seen over the years was one of the more easily replaceable positions on the football field.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, helping us break down the Tennessee Titans. Going to be a fascinating week coming up this week in the NFL. Corey, appreciate you taking time to join us. Great stuff as always.
All right, thanks a lot. Fun Preds game, by the way, last night.
That was.
Heart attack in the third. Man, Pecorine just adding another highlight to the legacy with that
paddle save was something else.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll continue the Titans discussion and get your thoughts as well on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. How would you handle Jonnu Smith moving forward? Would the transition tag be an option? Would you sign him to a multi-year deal? All of that on the table, and we'll also get into the receiving position as well, and maybe a guy with local ties that could be a part of the Titans discussion as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.